45.
Authorize a participation agreement with U.S. Bank National Association for fleet credit card services for fuel for a not-to-exceed amount of $4,250,000 for 5 years.
Good morning, Christine and John. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. Christine Moody with Procurement Services. Today you have before you the Chief Procurement Officer's report recommending a contract award to U.S. National Bank for fleet credit card services for the Bureau of Internal Business Services City Fleet Division. The contract cost is based on the purchase of approximately 250,000 gallons of motor fuel for City of Portland vehicles for not to exceed $850,000 per year or $4.25 million for the five-year agreement. In accordance with city code, the city is able to participate in cooperative procurements without needing further competition for establishing price agreements for the purchase of goods or services. The Western States Contracting Alliance competitively solicited and the State of Oregon issued a corresponding participating agreement to allow Oregon municipalities to utilize this agreement. The city publicly noticed its intent to utilize this agreement on November 24, 2015, and no protests were received. John Hunt is here from City Fleet to answer any technical questions, or I will turn this back over to Council.
About this?
I had some questions last time, and I very much appreciate all of your and your staff's responses. It turns out that the majority of the expenditure is from the Fire Bureau, and I have gotten a copy of the where the fueling stations are. Commissioner Saltzman, it looks like there's some opportunities for significant savings if we could figure out how to refuel the fire trucks at city facilities compared with using this contract. And I know, as you, with your fiscal responsibility, that you can look into that. I'm also very troubled that there is no requirement that it's bureau by bureau as to what the rules are. Certainly something I'm going to do in Parks, which is the third largest user, is to require that every time a driver fills up at a non-city site, they fill out a report saying why they needed to do that and we'll have some accountability on that. So I would encourage both the second highest user is police. I would encourage us all to ask our bureaus, if ever you're using these cards, you need to document how much further was it to the fueling station? Why did you not fill up that night when you left the car the night before? Those kinds of things, because obviously $4.5 million over 5 years is a lot of money.
Good point. Okay, other questions for Christine or John? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's carried forward from last week, right? We can vote on it now. Previous agenda?
Move the report.
Oh, yeah, it's a report. That's right. So there's a motion to accept the report. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call to accept the report.
Fritz. Well, it's going to be a very tight budget year, and we're going to be needing to scrub every bucket. This is, I think, an opportunity, particularly for the Fire Bureau, to achieve some significant savings, and so I know that Commissioner Saltzman will look into that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your line of questioning last week, and certainly I will make sure that we do check into the our policies and with respect to refueling the fire engines and fire trucks. Good points. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
And I also thank Commissioner Fritz for her attention to detail, and it does seem like we should do everything we can to make sure that we're buying cheaper when we can. So I will also ask my bureaus to make sure that we justify and document any time we're not buying at city facilities. Aye.
Else?
It was Senator Proxmire who said it first, right? A million here and a million there, and eventually you've got real money. Thank you. Aye.